The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Hi, I'm Randy Robison, and you know, it's been a little while since we lost my father, but we want to bring you some programs that blessed him because we know that they will bless you. So please enjoy this special program with Jordan Rubin.
Coming up on Life Today, Jordan Rubin uses the wisdom of the Bible to develop a simple plan for building strength, health, and longevity.
And we've been a bit deceived to try to limit or avoid all of those foods because of modern science. But I always say science needs time to catch up to God's wisdom. So if I have to choose between the Bible and science, I choose the Bible every time, and it's never led me astray.
You know, it's hard to believe. 22 years ago, we started hearing about a book called The Maker's Diet. You know, like something from the maker, from God. And then we meet the guy that writes the book. His name is Jordan Rubin. He's here again. And it's interesting that he's going to talk about the Biblio diet. Live long, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer with healing secrets from the Bible. And I tell you what, he sold 3 million of the Maker's Diet. He said he's the most he ever sold. He was on Life Today 3 times in 1 week, and the biggest jump. So, hey, we're glad to have you back.
It is good to be back.
You still believe in things the Maker says about how we eat?
I do. And what's amazing is what some people call a book, the Bible, is a living testament to revelation every single day we read it. And that's what we've learned with the Biblio diet. Even though I've written more than a dozen biblical health books, God is still alive and speaking today. And so the Biblio diet will share information that has never been revealed before. And that's what's amazing about our God. He is new. His mercies are new every morning, and so are his revelations.
And a lot of them are being revealed from things that happened in the past related to biblical truth that you never translated in your mind to what God wanted you to hear.
Absolutely.
And you're trying to help us here. Now, I'm glancing at these titles. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. I'm not going to read the first one because we're going to talk about it first, but Nourish to Flourish. A fast, you know, you got brackets, path to health. That means fasting could have a place in health. Don't eat that. What does that mean? Eat this. The good and the misunderstood. Meat as a medicine. The bread of life. Fruit for thought. Please pass the salt. I get the impression you might be saying pass over it sometimes.
I'm
sneaky. Okay, here's what he says he wants to talk about first. The Biblical Longevity Blueprint. Live long and live well. He said, now that I'm here with a couple of people in their 80s.
I like that.
I think they'll like that. And I think a large part of your viewing audience are people that have enough wisdom to know what they ought to be watching and listening to. And many of them are over 50 or 60. Some of them, James, are getting up yours and Betty's age, and some beyond. We know some people that are right at 100 that still think as clearly as you can think. They're sharp as a tack. Okay, take off. We want to know about the Biblical diet.
Well, first of all, the Bible shows us that people lived a very long time. We don't often catch this in Scripture, but Abraham lived 175 years. Sarah lived 127 years. Now, Moses is a great one because he lived 120 years, and the Bible says that the day he died, his eyes were not dim and his vigor was unabated.
Wow.
That means Moses could have fathered a child at 120 years of age. But my favorite, and I want to encourage you to lean on this, is Caleb. At 85 years of age, Caleb, that man of faith, one of two that saw the promised land as an amazing place, one of two that said he can conquer these giants, and he said, I am more able to fight today at 85 years of age than I was 45 years ago. That's a Caleb mandate, conquering new territory. Today, we in America are going to be the first generation, if things don't change, that fail to outlive our parents. Infertility is massively on the rise. Every major disease that we've declared war on, we are losing because we haven't followed God's plan. Mm-hmm. And I see today in this country, in this administration, for the first time in my life, hope. Yeah. They care about our health. Yes. They're making changes that are unpopular. But at the end of the day, as great as Secretary Kennedy is doing and others, God's idea is what mm-hmm. will trump all of that, pun intended. Come on, yeah. And I think we are seeing people, particularly younger people, that are not satisfied with living the same level of health as their parents mm-hmm. and grandparents. Mm-hmm. They want more. And we're seeing people that are more mature living well and long, all to the glory of God. And so in the Biblio Diet, we give step-by-step instruction on how to eat and how to live. But here's the best part. The Biblio Diet is the only health plan that recommends, not just allows, red meat, bread, dairy, salt, and fat. Why? Because God says all of those are good, and we've been a bit deceived to try to limit or avoid mm-hmm. all of those foods because of modern science. But I always say science needs time to catch up to God's wisdom. It always will, but maybe not today. Mm-hmm. So if I have to choose between the Bible and science, I choose the Bible every time, and it's never led me astray.
Well, and you actually reveal what the Bible teaches, and I want you to kind of elaborate on some of these things. You know, you said you want Betty and me to actually live long and live well, and I think you say the things, you just touched on some of them, that will help us do that. And by not misunderstanding, like when God said, is it somewhere, eat the fat of the land. People say we're supposed to avoid it. What does he mean by that?
He means eat the fat of the land. If you think about God's plan for our health and how different foods are described, Job in chapter 29 of Job's book says that when I was in my prime, Job, the streets flowed with cream and the rocks poured out olive oil. That may be allegorical, but he's describing the prime of his life and his strength. So I want cream and olive oil every day. We know that.
And we use that every day. Yeah. I don't know that we did it because we read it in the Bible. We felt like we could feel positive from indulging in those, not overindulging, but utilize them as a part of our life. Olive oil is a major for us. Yeah, and we certainly don't dodge cream. We try not to do anything in excess. And to me, that sounds like a biblical truth.
Right. Well, some things you shouldn't do at all. Some things you can consume quite a bit of, but saturated fat is not bad. Butter is good. Cream is good. Now, I oftentimes say you want to follow two principles when eating God's way. One, eat what God created as a food, and the Bible's clear on that. And number two, eat food in a form that is healthy for the body. So we try to help people understand, yes, red meat can be good, but what kind? Bread can be good, but how do you prepare it? And best of all, when I was here 22 years ago talking about the Maker's Diet, the foods that I recommended were not easy to find. Yeah. You had to order through the mail from this mm-hmm. one lady in Austin, Texas to get this goat milk yogurt. Today, every major club store like Costco, grocery store like Kroger or Publix, or here, HEB, every place you order food online all has healthy, biblically created foods really at our fingertips. There's no excuses anymore, which is so amazing.
What about, is it important what you eat together and the meal that you prepared, what goes with what? Is there?
Yes, absolutely. I like to say this, and I've said it for so long, protein is a priority. We have heard, eat big salads, eat all your vegetables. And that's true to an extent, but our entire body is made up of protein, our muscles, our immune system cells, our hormones. And one of the best ways to live a long life is to consume more protein and exercise. That's the combination. So when you're eating, eat your protein first, whether it's meat, fish, chicken, eggs, then eat your highest fiber food, like vegetables usually, and then have the grains or starches at the end. You're typically going to be less hungry for those, whereas restaurant the industry knows if they give you a roll before dinner, they're almost going to guarantee you order dessert. So the way that you eat is important. Yeah. And I can have people eat a certain way at a meal, but I can also tell them how long during the day to eat, or better yet, how you should restrict your eating to a shorter window, which means you fast more, which is the way the body cleans itself, like a self-cleaning oven. Your body can do that, but your oven can't self-clean if you shove food in it. We need to eat for less hours a day, and then we also need to consider periodic times of fasting. Fasting or going without food has a direct correlation to longevity, to living longer. In fact, previous studies showed that the only way to increase lifespan was to eat less and to eat less frequently. However, there's another way to increase lifespan by consuming foods that contain a compound called ellagic acid. And the number one food is pomegranate, which is the biblical fruit du jour. So something, again, that comes right out of the Bible. Pomegranate's not commonly consumed in the U.S., but in the Bible, highly esteemed. They didn't know the pomegranate contained ellagic acid or contained lycopene or other compounds. What the Bible says to do, science always catches up to, but usually later. So those are just some examples. Eat more protein. Exercise and move. You also want to train your brain. You want to read. You want to do crossword puzzles. Hey, play board games.
Oh, she does.
The more you use your brain like a muscle, the longer it will perform for you. And then consume certain healing foods like pomegranates and other fruits. And then
where would you get
make
those?
Sure to
can you get those
meat.
At a Kroger's now?
Absolutely.
Big stores?
In fact, now you can get pomegranates in the frozen section. They're already peeled, because pomegranates, they're edible seeds called arils. And people see a pomegranate, they don't know what to do with it. You crack it open, you scoop it out, but you can get frozen pomegranates here at Sprouts, where you all are living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Putting pomegranates in your diet are great, but if you can't get pomegranates, raspberries have similar benefits. Walnuts have similar benefits. God's always given us multiple foods, no matter where we live, to be able to provide these powerful nutrients and compounds.
I like what you said earlier, though. Each food you eat has a purpose for your body. So the order in which you eat them is important.
Yes, and you will actually
eat less.
Yes, you're going to eat less if you eat protein first.
Because you're going to get filled up.
You'll eat more if you eat bread first. And as I said, restaurants know that. They want you to eat more. Wow. So they started telling you to do that.
They bring bread out early.
Oh,
absolutely. Eat instead of food.
And you get on a blood sugar roller coaster just like that. When you eat protein, you're satisfied. Here's an example. A lot of us, if we have a bag of chips, cookies, pretzels, crackers, or ice cream, we don't have an off button. My off button for ice cream is when my spoon breaks the pint carton on the bottom. But if you were to sit down and eat salmon and sautéed broccoli, you will not overeat. I've never met anyone that says, I'm stuffed. I ate too much broccoli and salmon. Yeah. Because when you eat protein and fat and fiber, which is what you find in salmon and broccoli, your brain tells you that you're full. Your stomach doesn't tell you you need more food or that you're full. It's your brain. We're not giving our brain enough opportunity because we're shoveling things in and eating fake foods, and the body keeps saying, or the brain does, well, where's the B vitamins? Yeah. Where's the good nutrients? And if it doesn't get them, it's like, you got to keep eating, you got to keep eating. So you can have the same meals, but if you order the eating differently, you will be better off. And the food matters too, like bread, for example. People say today bread's bad, but Jesus was referred to as the bread of life and referred to himself as the bread of life. How can bread be bad? The answer is bread's not bad. People go to Europe, they eat bread, they feel good. In the U.S., they eat bread, their stomach hurts.
What's the difference?
The type of grain, the way it is prepared, and in the U.S., most grains, unless they're organic, are sprayed with a chemical known as glyphosate, which is the Roundup people use on their lawns. That chemical keeps the wheat from getting excess moisture and having pests get in there while it's about to be finished harvesting, but it takes a toll on our body. In Europe, glyphosate is banned so that when you go there, you're getting bread without it. And in the U.S., when you eat white bread, they put a synthetic B vitamin called folic acid to enrich the bread, when it actually can cause more harm than good. And in Europe, they don't do that
what
either.
What is the best kind of bread to eat here?
The best kind of bread to eat here is whole grain sourdough.
Oh,
because
I love
in
sourdough.
The Bible,
yeah, we love it.
When they made bread, they took time. We hear about Boaz on the threshing floor. The grain germinated, it slightly sprouted, and then it was naturally fermented by the yeast that was in the air. So if we go to Europe, we get these round loaves of bread called boules, and that's the way we should be eating it. In fact, when Jesus was tempted in the desert, the devil said, "You should command these stones to become bread." Why did he say that? Because after fasting, you start to see mirages, right? Good bread looks like a stone or a rock. He was saying, "Hey, Jesus, see these stones? You should be hungry because they look like bread. And by the way, command them to turn into bread." And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Bread is important. When Jesus was eating on this earth, there's only two scriptures that directly state what he ate. One was bread and fish. The other was bread and fish. Now, we know that he ate at the Passover, the preparation of the Passover, he would have had lamb and also bread. But how could the disciples, Jesus, David, and Solomon before him, eat bread almost every day and it be bad? Man's changed it. We've altered it. We're going to teach you how to get bread back in your diet and meat and salt and fat and dairy, because the Bible can't be wrong. God is not a man that he should lie. And when he tells us to do something in the Bible, it always works. If you're stubborn enough to wait for man to catch up, you're going to miss out. And we want you to have an abundance of life. You mentioned it earlier, James. The subtitle of the Biblio Diet is to live long, which we're talking about today, master metabolism. How many of us need to be thinner and healthier, and how many people are suffering from diabetes that have a altered metabolism? Reduce pain. Pain is rampant. Mm-hmm. Fight depression. Mm-hmm. Estimates are that 26% of U.S. churchgoers are on an antidepressant medication. Mm-hmm. And conquer cancer with healing secrets from the Bible. And by the way, they are not going to be secrets anymore once you have the book.
And that's all in the book.
That's all in the book.
And by the way, it's so easy to understand. I want you to get the book. Here's what we're going to ask our viewers to do. We're going to ask them to help us give water to people that have never had clean water. And the thing all of you have said to us, by your giving and by things you express to us, there's not, we love everything you do for the overlooked, for what Jesus called the least of these. When you give water, it gives us such a joy. Many of us make it our goal to give a whole water well of all the hundreds and the thousands that you drilled. We want to drill not just part of one, but drill a well. People need water. And we're going to ask you, please, I want you to watch what our mission director is sharing in a situation where they really need some water. And we'll send you this book as a gift if you'll help us give water for life to those who've never had clean water, disease-free water, but they can have it if you will share it with them. Watch closely.
When animals use the same water source as these villagers, it should not come as a surprise of what you will find.
This is where mothers are getting their water. These things are floating. It's dung. Is cow dung. Nobody should drink that water.
Why would these mothers ever collect water for their families from a river like this, knowing it is contaminated? Because there is no other source of water in this area for them to choose from. The results of having to drink water like this can cause waterborne illnesses, as in the case of Florindo, a 1.5-year-old boy whose mother and grandmother brought him to this rural clinic with the hope he will live.
Tell me.
I'm sorry, Grandma. I'm sorry. And I'm praying that he will get well. And so what you have is a child that is suffering, no clean water. That spells death. And so it's just imperative that we are busy doing what God has called us all to do, which is to care for those that are poor, to care for those that are hurting. In this region of Angola, we've drilled over 1,800 water wells. And in those communities, life happens. But in the communities where there's no water, death happens. Would you join with us in the fight to preserve life, to fight waterborne illness, to make sure that children have an opportunity, a chance at life?
You know, as I was watching that little boy, I couldn't help but think of all of them that we picked up in our hands and held them. I wanted to pick him up. I wanted to lift him up. And Betty, we've made it a goal every time we talk about water and so many wells now, like 350, we're telling the missionaries we're going to try to drill. We want to drill more than one if we can. We ask God to let us, and he's let us. And it's been a tremendous blessing to us and to our viewers.
It really has. Thank you for your help. If you have been helping for a long time, please, please don't stop. When you think about a drink of water, I go and I get a drink of water, James, many times a day, or we have a bottle of water. We have all different ways we can drink water. They have only one, and it's contaminated and filthy. Please join with us and let's help them get the clean water that they need. Don't stop helping. They need you. They're crying out for help. Those mothers are crying out for help. Thank you so much for all that you do and all that you will continue to do.
And many times they don't even have any water source. Mm-hmm. They have to, not in their area, they have to walk many kilometers just to get a little water to bring back, or they carry it on their heads. That's just to get for the day because there's nothing there. And when you put a water well in the midst that's clean, and that is protected by the concrete casing, and then you've got a manual pump because they don't have reliable electricity that they can, even a child can pump and get the water. I mean, it's like giving them the greatest miracle they will ever see in their mind. And you're the ones that have made it happen. 8,000 already drilled. We've inspired churches to go together and drill tens of thousands more all over the world. That's what you've done by showing the whole world that when you give people the water they've never had, it changes everything in their village, including in getting them into schools and getting an education and advancing their life because they've got health, and how with their health to grow the crops and even put some water on a little crop around their hut or their house. Would you right now go and get your bank card, use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. I'm asking God, while we try to help you know how to eat for your health, for your life, for your strength, that you may be a blessing, yes, a biblical blessing to others by practicing biblical truth. Well, it's biblical truth to give, to care for the least of these. That's the only identifiable group that Jesus said, these are my sheep. The people who notice that and address it, and you're really ministering to me. Would you right now go and get a bank card? Go get your checkbook. Would you make the greatest gift you can make? Could you give part of a well? Could you give 30? Could you give $100? What could you do? Could you give part of a well or an entire well? We have some gifts to send you, including the book we just talked about and a study guide and a beautiful Good Shepherd. I see me as the one on his shoulders, the others trying to walk in his shadow. He had to pick me up and carry me a lot in my life. I was fatherless, but I had a shepherd, and now I know the Father. And that Father wants us to look like his family, and his family will minister to the least of these. and he will definitely give water to the thirsty. Please make the best gift you can. I'm praying for an outpouring of support today that will give so much hope in life to so many. Please do it right now. Don't say I will do it. Do it. Thank you so very much.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne diseases, but you can make a difference by helping provide fresh, clean water for life. With a gift of $48, you can help provide clean water for 10 children. A gift of $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Jordan Rubin's The Biblio Diet. Based on the ancient wisdom of the Bible and confirmed by modern science, this easy-to-follow plan provides healing secrets to help you live longer, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer. With your gift of $75 or more, you may request the Biblio Diet Bundle, featuring the book and its transformative study guide with weekly readings, prayers, places to journal, and links to video teachings to help you along your journey to greater health.
As you provide clean water for life, you can help heal those suffering from illness due to contaminated drinking water. You can bring life to others, as well as find lasting health and longevity with the Biblio Diet.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last week to request the Biblio Diet. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I always find myself wondering, did anybody hear me in behalf of the least of these? And you know what I feel like he says? No, the real issue is, anybody hear me? Me, the shepherd, because I will give water to the thirsty. Every opportunity. Would you? This is an opportunity. Any gift will send you the book. You see, you can get several other things, including the bronze. We're going to talk again.
Yes, we will.
We're going to continue talking about the Biblio Diet, and you don't want to miss the next show, okay? You tell all your friends, don't miss what James and Betty are sharing on Life Today, on the stream, wherever you can get them on social media. We love you. Thanks for helping us put God's arms around the world he gave his son to redeem. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this special Life Today as we continue to honor my father by bringing you some of his favorite programs. We'll see you again next time.
You can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Visit Life Planning Services today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.